Saudi Arabia is in the midst of huge changes. Over the past year, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has been consolidating his power, even if that means locking up some of his own relatives. He's also pursuing a new aggressive foreign policy, including a devastating intervention in neighboring Yemen. But he's also pushing back some of the country's conservative social policies. So I'm really curious to get the first impressions of the kingdom from an outsider.
That is an easy, easy answer. It's the sheer number of American food chains there are here. There are loads and loads of them. I thought Britain and the US had a great relationship. But if we're to judge it on the number of franchises they have, then Saudi Arabia is far ahead. There are franchises I've never seen before that I've just heard of. Red Lobster and steakhouses that I've never heard of. There's just tons and tons of American chains here.
That's the world's Rich Hall in Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia. Now, foreign journalists are not routinely allowed in, but we're fortunate to have Rich there this week. So a rare set of eyes and ears in the kingdom. Let's start with how you actually got there, Rich.
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange one. Saudi Arabia isn't very friendly to foreign journalists. It's very, very hard to get a visa here. In fact, its own journalists aren't treated very well at all. They're regularly locked up for writing things that are out of the government line. But I managed to get a visa through an alternate route almost. We were invited to cover a camel festival near the capital, Riyadh. It's a camel cultural festival, kind of a heritage festival about camels. There's a camel beauty contest. You'll hear more about that on the world in the coming days, I think, or weeks. We're doing a story about that. But yeah, so you have to be kind of creative to get a visa if you're a journalist to come to Saudi Arabia. So we got the visa for the camel festival, and they didn't impose any restrictions on us in terms of what we could report. So I've been here meeting activists and meeting ordinary people, Saudis, and talking to them about what's going on in Saudi Arabia at the moment.
So, I mean, a camel festival, it seems innocent enough, but I mean, why do you think they let you come in?
Well, I think at the moment, Saudi Arabia is going through a lot of changes. They have realized that they can't stay closed off forever. Economically and politically, they're opening up. There are some major changes taking place at the moment for women in the workforce. They're being allowed to drive this year. And among the people as well, there's just a really strong desire to open up to the world. They have Twitter. Twitter is huge in Saudi Arabia. I didn't realize it was so big before I came. But they want to open up to the world, and I think the Saudi royal family has realized that. And speaking of opening up to the world, I actually bumped into four Americans today at this camel festival. While I'm here, I'm going to be talking to lots of Saudis, but I just thought it would be interesting to talk to these guys about their impressions of Saudi Arabia, because they've actually been here a while, and they've been here before, I found out.
We're part of a medical team from Cleveland, Ohio, from the Cleveland Clinic. I'm a physician. Max, a physician. Jeremy's a PA, and Bill's a nurse.
So the next voice you're going to hear is Jeremy Melanthin. He's 43 years old, and he's been here for 2 years. And I asked him if things had changed since he first arrived 2 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. In the beginning, even the religious police would stop us during prayer, and you couldn't look in a shop. And now you don't see that anymore. In fact, you see Saudis walking around the malls, and that's a big deal. Also, women no longer have to cover their head completely. They can have some hair exposed. So it's different. And they get to start driving this year.
So as I talked to them some more, I realized that three of the four had been here before. They're actually veterans of the first Gulf War, and they were here in 1990. So I asked them, of course, what was different between then and now. And this is what Mark Easty said to me.
I would say it was different. Like Jeremy said, the religious police were very prolific at that time. And actually, if you went to a shopping mall or something like that, they were literally patrolling. You know, in case you were going to a restaurant and prayer and all. Obviously, that's not that way now. You know, certainly it's much more, you know, westernized now.
And also Bill Hurley from near Seattle in Washington. He's also a veteran. He was also here in 1919. Here's what he said had changed.
The thing that I've noticed the most since I came back, and especially in the last year, is, again, the relaxation on the oppression of women. Women are being permitted into areas like this festival, into sporting events, into cars in ways that they weren't before, and even a year ago when I came here, ways that I didn't see then. So it's been very enlightening for me to see, and it's been very enjoyable because, like the rest of these guys, I like the Saudi people. That's one of the reasons that I'm here, and I like learning about their culture and their perspective on what's happening on the planet compared to ours. And it's very nice to see that sort of restricted area of their culture growing very quickly and developing.
So, Rich, some progress for women, but, you know, the rejoinder I hear from many Saudis, especially Saudi women, is that there is still a long way to go, right?
Exactly. There's been slow progress, but Saudi Arabia isn't going to change overnight. It's still one of the worst places in the world for women, without a doubt. We still have the male guardianship system here, where every woman must have a male guardian, could be their father, their brother, husband, or even a son, who has the authority to make loads of critical decisions on her behalf. It could be anything from getting a passport, studying abroad. That's just one of the many challenges women face here. There has been some changes, but there's still a long way to go.
The world's Rich Hall in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Thanks for telling us about what you're seeing there, Rich.
Thanks, Marco.
Rich is taking over the world's Instagram account while he's in Saudi Arabia. Head over to @theworld on Instagram to see him at the Camel Festival and more posts from the kingdom.